I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, February 27th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. I don't see anybody's, no public comments, so. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443977 through 444029. There are no warrants and no journal entries are transferred.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Approval of previous and executive session minutes for February 21st, 2017.
Move to approve previous and executive session minutes for February 21st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. City of Hollister request for time extension and funding agreement amount.
Morning.
Morning.
I'd like to introduce Mr. Kelly Burgess. Kelly's here for his first time before the commission. Kelly's the wastewater treatment facility supervisor for the City of Hollister.
Aye.
What'd you guys do to Terry?
He had some medical stuff with Sharon.
Okay. The City of Hollister is requesting the approval of an amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement approved by the County Commission on October 24th, 2016, specific to the city's wastewater treatment facility grit removal system project. This amendment, if approved, will allow for the termination date of the funding agreement to be extended to June 30th, 2017. Due to the Christmas holidays and work slowdowns, along with additional engineering services being requested by the city, the work cannot be completed by the original termination date of December 31st, 2016. And the city has requested additional time to complete the project. The original funding agreement amount approved by the County Commission was $74,910. The city has requested that this amount be increased by $15,400 to allow for additional engineering services to be provided as part of the project. If approved, this would increase the funding agreement amount to $90,310. The additional engineering services are specific to the demolition of the current headwork structure cover and replacing it with a new cover constructed out of materials resistant to the elements of the wastewater environment. The current structure cover is showing signs of degradation from sewer gases and other elements characteristic to the wastewater environment. The city has determined that it would be more economically feasible to replace the structure now by bidding it with the grit removal system work. The city's Board of Aldermen approved the amendment on February 2nd, 2016. 17. Apologize for that. Three copies of this addendum were sent to the attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this amendment due to the circumstances initiating the request.
I would make a motion that we recommend that we accept the recommendation to extend the request of the City Hollister. I have it in front of me, agreement.
Okay. To the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement.
To the intergovernmental funding agreement.
Can you restate that so I know what I'm... You say you're making a motion to what now?
To accept the extension of the agreement to the intermittent funding agreement between the City of Hollister.
You just want to approve the amendment? You just need to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement.
To approve the amendment of the intergovernmental funding agreement between the Taney County and the City of Hollister, which gives the extension
And increases the funding amount.
And increase the funding balance of $15,400.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I guess I will start by reminding you of all the things that we have coming up this year as far as construction goes. This just happens to be one of those years where we're going to be very busy in the Taney County area. We've got, obviously, the 76 bridge replacement, which bids in April. Three bridges in eastern Taney County on 76, which will also bid in April. We've got the asphalt overlays of Highway 65 through the majority of the county, all the way to the Arkansas line. The high road, Route 465, Route 248 within Branson. Route 76 from the 65, US 65 to the Bull Shoals Bridge. And included with that is also some ADA improvements in the city of Branson within those limits. And also Business 65 within Hollister and some ADA improvements associated with that overlay. And when I say ADA improvements, I'm sorry, I mean sidewalk improvements. They're triggered by the Americans with Disabilities Act agreement between Department of Justice and Federal Highway that anytime we come through with an overlay, we make sure that we address any barriers to access. So you'll hear me say ADA improvements a lot, and I forget that I should just say sidewalk improvements. but I think that pretty well summarizes it. The overlay, the asphalt overlay on 76, that will also include 2-foot shoulders with rumbles for safety. And we also have some safety projects where we're adding the high friction surface treatment. And those include a couple of curves on 160, and which are probably, I believe both of those are grooved right now. So if you've driven them, you've seen the grooving that we have in the pavement. We'll be putting a high friction treatment on those. And also at the Lakeshore Drive location, we'll be doing some corrective, what we call a super elevation on the curve, which basically the curve right now doesn't really have any lift to it that kind of keeps you on the curve. It's basically flat. And so we'll be doing some wedging to try to get that super elevation into the curve and help people progress around the curve. And also be putting the friction surface on top of the asphalt once the asphalt's completed to improve the friction on coming downhill towards that curve. We've used this in several locations throughout our district now. This is probably the third or fourth year we've installed this. And we put it in locations where we've had a history of wet pavement accidents, where people seem to be having issues going off the road because they're just not getting enough friction between their tires and the pavement. And so that's some of the locations that we look at for that. But that's kind of a summary of everything we've got coming up this summer. Some of the asphalt, or the majority of the asphalt projects have already been let, but we leave the start date open to the contractor. Basically between the months of March and the end of October is our asphalt period. And so that's our expectation, is that the contractor will complete the work between March and November. But we basically let them set their schedule so that we can get the best bids possible. Since we have multiple projects that go out each year, that gives them an opportunity to combine those projects and figure out the best method for them to hit their quarries and their suppliers and their crews and make sure that they put the work in the order that they want to. Do you have any questions on that?
You said there were three bridges in the eastern part besides the what are those?
Kentucky, Caney, and Beaver Creeks. And we've had a couple of public meetings over in the Bradleyville area, since that affects them, obviously, to discuss. The first meeting was to ask them for input on what order of work, and then we've also had some discussions about, later discussions about what that work was going to look like and what order of work. We're putting in, as a result of those meetings, we're putting in some temporary low water crossings while the bridges are being constructed. On Caney and Kentucky. Beaver is really the only one that we can't put a temporary crossing in. It's just not feasible. But the other two locations we are, and so as long as we don't get any monumental rains, they should be stay open to the public. But we've made it clear that, you know, if something large comes along, then they are low water crossings. But it will enable local traffic to keep, you know, not having to detour during the construction of the Caney and Kentucky bridges.
Can you educate me? Where is the Kentucky?
They're right in a row. I mean, they're only just they're right over by Route W, past Bradleyville, but they're right in a row. I mean, they're not very far apart.
I didn't know what that was called.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
It's not a route that I drive that often, but I know that they're not very far apart. And so we'll be replacing all three of those. And like I said, we'll be putting in low water crossings on the Kentucky and the Caney because we can put low water crossings in as temporary crossings. But Beaver, due to the nature of the riverbed through there, we just can't put anything temporary in there. So, any other questions?
We had conversed, you and I, over the bridge in Shadow Rock Park, the old bridge, the concrete bridge, that the ownership and everything, and because citizens had come to me about the decay in the concrete, and they were concerned, didn't want to lose it. And so I went down there with a citizen that came back again, and I went down there, and we took a picture, and it said on when MoDOC had constructed that bridge. Mm-hmm. I think you had an inspector. I got an email, but I was trying to hurry to go somewhere.
Yeah, I understand. I had to dig through our archives because when you asked me, I knew that had come up in the past, and it was several years ago. We had a question come up when we were doing bridge inspections for the county, and we knew it wasn't a county bridge, and so we had to track it down. And it actually belongs to the Corps of Engineers, and I don't remember the date on the email I sent you, but we informed the Corps of Engineers at that date that, you know, we didn't know if anybody was inspecting that bridge and to make sure that they were aware that the bridge was their responsibility.
It has MoDOC's stamp on it.
Yes, we built it.
You built it.
Before the lake went in.
Uh-huh.
And so when all of the new, you know, facilities were put in, then the Corps took over all of that property, obviously. And so they took the bridge with the road, the bridge, everything that went with it.
So who maintains it?
Would be the Corps of Engineers' responsibility. Do they maintain the road? I don't know. Or is that the county doing that? I assume it's the Corps' responsibility to maintain the road, too.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
As far as we know, that all of that property belongs to the Corps as part of the park, because the park all belongs to the Corps, correct? That's my understanding.
Yes.
Because we've been negotiating with the Corps for property rights to put the new bridge in, the Bull Shoals Bridge. So. Yep.
But you're going to have, the state's going to inspect it.
No, we don't do inspections for the Corps of Engineers. We do inspections for the county because most counties don't have the resources. But the Corps of Engineers should have people on staff that do structural inspection. Obviously, they operate dams. And
I could be wrong, but I thought I got an email that. Can I ask Randy? Randy, did we get an email where they had inspected and said that it was just the deterioration of what was coming through, but the base itself was.
That was the email that I forwarded to you. The last inspection on it showed a. MoDOT showed the ratings on the deck and superstructure, which is fairly.
Now, we're talking about two different bridges.
Okay.
The information I sent you was on Highway 160 Bridge, because I thought that's what you were asking for.